Chaver, first of all the Torah tonight. The Torah of Nilas Achag, as we'll explain and we'll get to, is being sponsored to the sponsors of Nilas Achag. You never know when Nilas Achag is going to actually happen, I guess. You think Nilas Achag happens at the end of the Yontif. I think it's Siman Tov for each and every one of us. We're still in the Chizuk and Seiros of the Yontif. If we're having Nilas Achag now. During the Yimei Tashlumim of Shavuos, during the days that you could still make up Shavuos, which we'll get to a little bit later. So the Shira sponsored the Torah, the Seiros. First of all, Lil Nishmas, Yedid Nafshi, David Seltzer, his children, Michael, Zalman, Evan, and the whole mishpacha I'm so close to. Their mamish mishpacha to me. So David's parents' yartzeits were both the day before and the day before that of Yishvuas. Linus Vashisachar Dov ben Harav Ruvain and Miriam Bas Yitzchak. Sachdov ben Harav Ruvain and Miriam Bas Yitzchak. As well as for Refushalema, you should take this name to Davin for Yaakov Hawk's grandfather. Yaakov Hawk's grandfather needs a Refua Yitzchak ben Hinda. Yitzchak ben Hinda, she had Refushalema. Kar of Mamish. MSs, I have so much I want to say tonight, but my wife made me promise that we're going to end Shir Bizman, and she's right. Whether she's right or she's not right, she's my wife, and I owe my life to her, and she was by my side. She's by my side always, and it's crazy she lets this happen every Thursday night. She stopped and thought about it, you know, for a moment. Like that we sing at like 12:30 or 1 o'clock or whatever it is. It's not a normal thing. I mean, just forget about it the whole year. Just take one day Purim and you come here Purim and you know my wife is a malach. But during this tekufa that the Rabbanu Shalom brought to me, this nisayon, my wife was mamish, my yesoid, my everything. So whatever she asked me to do, I can't say no. She's probably right also, we think in different terms when it comes to these type of things, but she thinks I need my rest. I really do. So much I want to say, but I'm not going to really talk much about what I went through tonight. Missing Shavuos to be in a hospital. I'm going to talk about that if anyone wants to hear, because it was all bracha. Every moment was bracha, and I was more inspired, and had the greatest shavuos of my life. That's all I could say. But I'm going to speak. I decided tonight we were supposed to have Nilas Achag together, so I figured we're going to have it tonight and share the Torah I prepared that I wanted to give over then, tonight, and to learn together. And Matzah Shabbos happened, Bez Hashem, I'm going to be giving women's shir. We're going to just give over everything I learned and everything that I went through, and it's good that everyone should listen. Because for me, it was the best shavuos of my life. And I didn't daven one tefillah. And I didn't go to the mikvah. And I didn't hear Kabbalah Zatara. I stayed up not every night. I stayed up more nights than any of you. Okay? That much I did. Trust me, I didn't sleep for 4 days straight. So, it was definitely Monsieur Snefesh. I understand that in a deeper way, mamish, in the deepest of ways, but you'll understand that eventually. You'll listen to that and what I shared then and what it was. I'll tell you just one idea, you know. The doctors, the nurses, they kept on nonstop, the doctors and nurses, they come in. It must have been places, you know. How many doctors came to speak to me? I mean, nurses, it ended up at maybe 100 altogether over the time between doctors and nurses. First of all, if you'd ask any, this is, by the way, just that we're together here is Nisim Gluyim. Realize each and every one is part of Nisim Gluyim. I believe that deeply, and it's probably your tefillahs, and Nashim Tzikonios' tefillahs, because if you would have asked any doctor in the world on Sunday afternoon, you would have said, listen, Sunday afternoon, let me tell you, Sunday afternoon, my fever was over 103. I was
in excruciating pain if I moved in not an inch, less than an inch in any direction. I was stuck like in one makom. If I moved a drop, it was excruciating pain. Suddenly, my entire body starts shaking uncontrollably. I become white as a ghost, mamish uncontrollably. Mamish was a pachanoyer, like, I don't know, you hear stories. They no doctor, they already did 2 x-rays, they already did MRIs, they did CAT scans, they did ultrasounds, they did tons of blood work, they did every test you could imagine. The doctor said my hospital stay with everything I went through was probably close to $1 million. That's what they said. That's what they told me. In all the tests and all the different things they had to do. That's what they said. I don't know. It's insurance. I don't know. Shmuel got nervous because Shmuel, he knows from his, you know, from driving a little bit, whatever. I mean, even Yavin, he looks at, when he was in the room, he looks at my wife and Shady, he says, does that mean our medical insurance is going to go up a lot? No, it doesn't work like that, Shmuel. Don't worry. You know. But if you would have asked any doctor that moment, when my mom is shaking uncontrollably, 103, couldn't move, and they had no idea what it was. They didn't know what they figured it was, some sort of infection. I'm on already tons of antibiotics. They gave me what's it called again? Dilaudin. They say it's 6 times morphine. Morphine, forget about it. It's a joke. Dilaudin did nothing to ease the pain. Not a drop. Not a drop. And if you would have asked any doctor this time, say, oh, this guy, is he going to be giving shiur on Thursday night? Not like in a month from now, Thursday night. This Thursday night, will he be giving shiur in his house? They wouldn't laugh. They you're crazy. You're out of your mind. Nisim, Eibishter runs the Welt. And Baruch Hashem, the tefillahs were all answered. I'm here. We're learning together. That itself, just to share that, is like, Eibishter is awesome. Eibishter is the best. Eibishter is incredible. You know, it was, and the whole time, MS was that moment I was scared. I'm not going to say I wasn't. That moment when I was trembling, that was the one time I was scared. Mamish, when I had no control of my body, I was just trembling like crazy until they finally gave me something to calm that. And Mamish was a pachad. Outside of that, I always knew it was going to, I don't know, at least believed it was going to be 100% fine. That few minutes was like Mamish scary. That's for another time to discuss more in depth. But I'll tell you, so the doctors and nurses nonstop are coming in and they ask you like a million questions. And the first thing is, how do you feel? How are you doing? And each time I had to battle inside my head what to say to them. Because on one day, I want to answer immediately, Baruch Hashem, I'm great. Now why? Because as much pain as I'm in, as much as this, I have chiyas, I have my wife by my side, I have beautiful children, beautiful talmidim, I believe that I'm going to be fine whenever they'll figure this out. It's like, it's all good. This is what Eibishter wants. There's a reason for it. So I believe I'm great. Baruch Hashem, I'm great. So I wanted some battling to say such a thing, but I know if I said something, first of all, they think they're dealing not just with someone with physical ailments, but with mental, you know, and then they're going to deal with that also. It's going to be a problem. Plus, they're going to not think and not take it seriously that I'm physically. I knew. Physically, I was not great, you know, and I needed the help. So. At the battle, how to answer the questions each time. It's a battle you have to have as a Yid. You have to believe always that every moment, even when you're going through in the midst of difficulty, Hashem is by your side. And this is Emes. And this is not just Emes. It's Kol Ma'adav Rechman Al Tavavir. Anyways, let's learn. The Eker I want to just learn together. You know, I was hoping to give 6 different shirim throughout Shavuos. This is the first year I have since then. So it's a schus. So let's, I just want to learn Torah together. And Mirtz Hashem, the Torah Magin Lano, for each and every one of us. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara is a little bit of a difficult Gemara, a little bit of a strange Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav. Maisa b'adam echad sheshagar lebeis chamav. Yayin chadash v'shemen chadash v'klei pishtun chadash b'atzeres. There was a maisa of an individual who sent to his father-in-law. Listen to this, you sent to your father-in-law. Where more do you go? Okay, this is what he sent to his father-in-law. He sent him new wine, new oil, and some new linen garments. for Shavuos. So for next year Shavuos, remember, this is what... Go bring more chairs, bring more chairs. There's room, we'll make room. New wine, new oil, and new linen garments for Shavuos. So the Gemara asks, my Kamashmos is talking about why these things. So one, the first answer is Ibai Seima Chashivus Eretz Yisrael. It's giving us Chashivus Eretz Yisrael. These entities were already ready and already ripened in Eretz Yisrael to be able to, by Shavuos time already. The Chashivus Eretz Yisrael, that the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael already ready, very special. Okay, that's the Gemara. We have to understand the Soyed. We have to understand the depth of this Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to teach us? That this Yid was giving over to his father-in-law new wine, new oil, new klipishta. This is Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, "May dichsiv oiz v'Hashem yachlu." Pasuk Yeshaya. What does it mean? Those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. Who's someone who leaves Hashem that will be destroyed? During laning, you walk out. You leave the Sefer Torah. It's a very bad thing to do. You should try your best not to do that. Definitely not in the middle of an aliyah. I'm not going to go through all the halachos right now. That's Pashbet and Gemara. Comes a Heliga. Imri Ames, a Heliga Rav Leibel Eger. Rav Leibel says as follows. Rav Leibel says, you know what this is talking about? You know what this is talking about? It's talking about a person who leaves Shavuos, who leaves the Torah without taking it with him. What does it mean you leave the Torah? It meant you left the Torah. When's Torah? The Yontif of Torah is Shavuos. And you left it. You didn't take it with you. You celebrated Shavuos. You had a beautiful Shavuos. You stayed all up all night learning. You had some cheesecake. You went to shul and you listened to Kabbalah Torah with Kavana. You heard Rus. You went to the mikveh Shavuos morning. You davened Alat Tefillahs. I did none of that this year. Not one of the things I just mentioned. But you did it all. But then today, a few days later, you took none of it with you. You're no different. You didn't learn differently today. Today your Torah learning was the same as it was before Shavuos. If that's the case, that's what the Imri Emes says, "Ameniach sefer Torah v'yoytze," that the Gemara means, "Aoyz v'Hashem yachlu." Shavuos is not meant for Shavuos. Shavuos is one day. Okay, in Chutz Lartz we have 2 days. You know what Shavuos is meant for? Shavuos is meant for the whole year. Shavuos is a pump of inspiration. A reminder of Kabbalah Torah to inspire us to be different in our learning all year. And if we're not, it was meaningless. It wasn't just but I still got Shavuos. No, you missed the boat. He tells us, he has a few answers, but his first piece on Shavuos, he asks, why is Shavuos called Atzeres? Why is Shavuos called Atzeres? Atzeres means to lock it up. Well, why is Shavuos called Atzeres? What is that? Why is it a lashon of Atzeres? And ends. So there's a few answers, but the final, I want to read to you. The final answer, he says, K'shmegi al-adam ezer zayres, shal yirav ava l'abar baruch hu. The person gains some inspiration to love Hashem, to be in awe of Hashem. You're a buyer of Ephraim, waxman, Erev Shavuos, and you're inspired, mamish, like a different world. Azai teka f'meyad yir lasos l'kli. You have to immediately take that zayres and fill it into a kli. You have to make a kli kibble for it. You have to make some sort, you have to enclose it so that you keep it with you. Ki yadua shesoyres haba adam bepeta pitom hu ar anishbel av milamala. That inspiration that you gain is some light from the Rabbeinu Shlomo Shefa. V'nikr b'chinas neshama. That's a neshama. Hashem, you know how it is. You feel you're inspired. You had a good shir. You had a good tish. Simchas v'shoeva Purim. Hashem, you gave me back my neshama. Your mama, she gave me back my neshama. I was walking around as a goof, and I finally found my neshama. You know, it sounds like Rav Shlomo Karbach, the guitar. Okay, that's also good. It's not a bad thing, but it's the Bedichver is exactly what he says. He says, "Mamish, nikrimit chinus drama." As I saw, chadim la'avisha beguf, you have to enwrap it into your body. You have to make a foundation so it doesn't leave you. Basically, it could be momentary, and then it's going to fly away. And that's what he says. By matan Torah, you had this Osiris. By shavuos, you had this Osiris. But that's specifically why they made the kiyum, the mitzvah of Hagbala. And Hagbala is Netzara Meliga, that they made this, what was the mitzvah of Hagbala? That they surrounded, that they netzar, that there was a mitzvah that they couldn't get close and they couldn't touch the har, they couldn't touch the mountain. They made a concrete mitzvah that basically grabbed them and concretized the Zoras of the Zman. And that's what's called Atzeres, because it represents that mitzvah of Netzar Maliga. In other words, the whole name of Atzeres represents creating a kli kibul to enclose and to concretize the moment of Azores. And if that's what the name and the essence, that means that's what Shavuos is all about. The Iker of Shavuos. The Iker of Shavuos is to walk away as a different person. And if we were, and by the way, if you're not a different person today, don't worry, you're still in Shavuos. I missed Shavuos this year. Again, I had the most inspirational Shavuos of my life. I just had the most inspirational days of my life. It wasn't necessarily Shavuos. It's what Hashem wanted for me. I'm celebrating Shavuos these days, during the Tashlumim of Shavuos. Tashlumim of Shavuos is also a very strange idea. Nowhere else do you find Tashlumim. What is Tashlumim? Tashlumim is if you didn't bring the carbon, you could bring it the days after. The only time we find that during the Yimei Chol of a Yantav is Shavuos. The Tashlumim is during weekdays. What's that telling you? The whole concept of Shavuos is take it into the week, take it into the Chol, take it into the year. And there are lachas. There are those that hold. Like Yaakov says, maybe you could still say Shechianu if you didn't say it yet. I never said Shechianu. Maybe I could say Shechianu still, like the Chag Yaakov. I don't know. Savi Baruch. I'm not gonna make. But Lameisa, if you didn't yet pull Shavuos into the year, now's the time to make changes in our learning, in our Avos Hashem, in our Kabbalah Torah, in our connection to Torah. And specifically, there's no coincidence that Shavuos is right before the summer, when we're usually a little less organized, a little less structured in our learning, and it's up to us to show that we're gonna be serious in our learning, and that we love learning, and that there's a mesikus in learning. Otherwise, what was it for? To have one day of excitement, stay up all night, one night, and feel good about ourselves? Was it to feel good about ourselves? I did it. Stayed up all night, I learned 4 hours straight. Shkoich. No, it was to ingrain within ourselves a deeper love, a deeper connection. That's the avodah. The avodah is not just for one day, it's for all year. It's for the long run. Comes Rav Shor and explains, now we could get back to the Gemara. You know what happened? You know why this guy brought for his father-in-law oil, wine, and klipishton? All three of those things are things that are long-lasting and even get better with time. All of those are long-lasting and even get better with time. And that's why he brought them those for Shavuos, specifically the Gemara tells us. Because the concept of Shavuos and the gazlus of Shavuos is not just for Shavuos. It should be long-lasting. And it should get better and better. And there should be a schazkus of Torah for our future, for the entire year. My whole year of learning should be different because of Shavuos. Not just for one night wonder. That's the avoid of Shavuos. It's the more, much more important than the one night. Bezal Shem is Baruch. Yayin, we know Yayin, older wine is a chashuv.
Again, I don't know the Metzias and the others, but there's actually Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Tes that talks about how Klipishdon is something that lasts a very, very long time. You could be Ayin Mashah there. And he talks about a Klipishdon is a very long-lasting beged specific, so we see that that's true as well. An oil vada lasts a very long time. Now, it's better, I trust for sure anything he says, though, but look into it. Lamaisa definitely is long-lasting, that we know for all these things. That's our avoida. You know, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Heviani el beis hayayin, v'dagla alai ava. So the Medrash very famously says this is talking about Torah. Heviani el beis hayayin, v'ovi eschem alai. Heviani el beis hayayin, v'diglo alai ava. First of all, v'diglo is gematria 49. When we reach after the 49 days, we get to Torah. But specifically, we want it to be not just a Torah. It should be Alay Av. It should be a Torah with Avas Hashem. First of all, we see here, it's Haveyani Abeis Hayayin. The Yayin represents Torah. That's also here, one of the presents brought by Saras was Yayin. Shemen, we know, represents Shemen, is Chachmas Torah. We know this, every Hanukkah Torah tells us that. We'll get to Klipishtan in a minute. But Yayin and Shemen are both Torah. But Yayin is not just Torah. We see here as Yayin is a Le'ava. It's a Torah with Ava. What we have to take away from Shavuos, it's not just that we're learning. It should be a learning that's sweet. A learning that's full of love. A learning that's full of enjoyment. If you take Rosh HaTevos or V'yani El Beis HaYayin, it's Ava. And therefore, V'yani El Beis HaYayin V'diglo Le'ava. Where's the Ava for learning? V'arevna Hashem Elokeinu Zivrei Sarascha. It should be sweet, it should be beautiful, it should be full of love. Do we understand the schus to sit and learn Torah? Do we understand the schus to sit? Let me tell you something. When you're not able to learn for a few days the way I wasn't, and finally you sit down and you're able to learn again, now you start crying. You know how much I missed learning? You know what it's schus to be able to sit and learn? What do other people do with their lives? I don't even understand what. It's so sad. It's hole diggers, it's all. What else is there? Like, what do people do with their lives? Okay, fine, vada, you spend time with mishpacha. Beautiful. No, very, very important. One of the biggest lessons of this few days as well. I'll tell you one other story. The last day I was in the hospital was Tuesday. And they still had no idea. I was starting slowly to get a little bit better based on the pain medications. They finally figured out what worked. Or more so, I figured out what worked. I basically had to tell them and force them to give me. So whatever, Hashem Yerachim. But finally, Mata Yantav, I spoke. Doctors... They know from nothing. Only their bunch knows anything, right? So they try, but they don't know. But so finally, Matzah Yantav, I spoke to my closest chaver Toiv, Shlomo Kaufman, who's a Talmid Chacham, Bal Yishmayim, Bal Midos. But it happens to be a big doctor. But all those who are, that's secondary to him. He'll say of himself he's a nothing as a doctor, even though he's a chief radiation oncologist in the Cleveland Clinic. Lecturing throughout the world. So finally, I should have probably, based on my condition, I probably should have called him a Yontav. But I didn't. So I didn't speak to him until right after Yontav. So all these doctors, they did about 15 different tests on me already. I had no idea. This is Monday night. I speak to him on the phone for 10 minutes, tell him what's going on. He tells me exactly what they need to do and what tests they should be doing and told me exactly what I have. And he was 100% right. Like that, just talking to me. He didn't even see me. Because he happens to have the Chachma as a Roife, but he also has the Baal Shemayim, so it's a Malach Rafal on his shoulder. So it's, of course, he's going to know immediately. Like, I don't, why am I messing with these other people? I don't, Shem Yerachim, whatever. They try, okay. No, there were some nice people there. I don't mean that in a minute. So, of course, finally, on Tuesday afternoon, they're based on him, and there was other very, this, Another from doctor also said the same thing, finally, who came to South Nassau because Reb Baruch Bender sent him. Reb Baruch Ber Bender from Achiezer, someone got in touch with him, heard about that I'm there, and he sent his other doctor, who's also tzaddik, this Dr. Haller. He said the same thing, of course. The two Yidden, who are not their field, but they're the only two that understood this. MS. So I'm being wheeled to an MRI, transported to the MRI, to get the proper test that finally showed exactly what was wrong. It ended up being at a torn muscle, like at a virus at the same time. The whole thing was crazy, but Lemaiza, I'm being wheeled to the MRI. I'm still in tremendous pain, but a million times better than I was. I was leaving that day, whether they found it or not. I told them, you should know, I told the doctors that I'm leaving tonight. I don't care what time. I have my son's graduation tomorrow morning. Uriel's graduating from JC. I'm leaving. So, Monday night. No, MS. I'm not even joking. Because that's what I told them. I said, on Monday night, also, I had a guest, a roommate. It's very sad. He was like, in terrible condition all night in cardiac arrest, and they were trying to save his life all night long. It was scary as a kain, but Lemaisa. So I was up, I didn't sleep 1 minute Monday night. I said, between not sleeping 1 minute Monday night and between Uriel's graduation, I said, I am not staying in this hospital one more night. I told the nurses, I told this, I said, there's no chance. Whatever you figure out, you figure out. They're like, no, we can't let you leave until, you know, it could be you. It's not. You know, we can't let you leave. We don't know what you have, even what you've been going through. You're still in tremendous pain. You can hardly walk. I'm like, no. You know what I said? I'm leaving. Like, you can't. You should know. The 5 o'clock on Tuesday, my nurse came in, who was the sweetest woman. And she said, you should know. Like, there's no way until tomorrow, at earliest. Probably longer, but no way until tomorrow. At that point, I was like, I gave it. Like, not, I tried to be nice, but I was like intense. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I was real. Like, not. Shandy tried to calm me down a little. And as I'm saying this, the doctor walks in and says, okay, we just got back the reports. It's this, this, and this. You're discharged right now. Like out of nowhere. But anyways. I got to not just my son's graduation, my Talmidim or Kabbanim graduation as well, to give every guy a hug, which is very emotional. But Lemaisa, which was that night, I didn't think I'd get to that. That was the Eibishter. I'm being wheeled by this very sweet man. His name is Christian, tattoos up both arms, you know, but a very sweet guy. And we're talking the whole time. And he says to me, we're talking, I'm telling my whole situation, I've been there. And he asked me a question that, like, just threw me to the side. When you're in a hospital and you're going through what you're going through, all you're thinking about is, like, what you're going through and trying to get better and whatever it is and trying to alleviate the pain. And I'm standing, but he's wheeling me in a wheelchair. And he asks me, what do you miss most about home? What do you miss most about home? And like for days, I didn't think about anything like this. You know, like you're just in the hospital doing your thing. And I just, like, I broke down. Like, tears. I'm just, like, bawling in the hospital. Bawling. And immediately, I don't even look up here. I'm going to just say my kids. Immediately, just say my kids. And I realized how much I missed my children. Like Yantav, I was supposed to be with them. And it's a crazy moment. I appreciate so many things that you take for granted. You don't have them for a few days. You have to appreciate what we have. You know, you have to appreciate it. So it's appreciate Torah. And love Torah. The Av of Torah. And that's Yayin, which we see as Torah. And that's Shemen, which Shemen is Torah. Shemen, it has to be, you want to love Torah, it has to be pure Torah, it has to be real. can't be that you're faking because you're doing it to impress people, and it can't be you're doing it to get into a get a good shidduch, and it can't be, it has to be you're doing it because you, it's emes, it's pure. That's why Shema and Tahor with the koilel is exactly 611. It's exactly Matria Torah. Shema is Torah, but it has to be a Shema and Tahor. That's the av of Torah. That's the love of Torah. So we have the Shemen, which is Torah, the Yayin, which is Torah, the Ava, the Torah of Torah. The Klipishtan is the Guf. If you learn properly, it's going to have a tremendous effect on your body. You're going to be a completely different person. The Torah will take you and change you. It's transformative. It'll take you and it'll transform you into a different person. That's why Torah is compared to fire. Look at the creation of Hashem. A lot of deep, strong, different entities in the world. Wind and water. They all could be very strong and destructive. Fire doesn't just destroy it. It turns whatever it engulfs into fire. It turns it into fire. So too, the Torah turns you into Torah. You become a Torah de Gid. If you learn Torah with Tahira, with purity, and Ba'ava, with love. And that's what we have to take away from Shavuos. From Kabbalah's Torah, we have to walk away a different person. It has to be an Atzeres Dikah at Shavuos. It has to be a Yayin Chadosh, a Shemin Chadosh, a Klipishton Chadosh, which are entities that are long-lasting. I want to share with you a Matana. Zemis is a lot of this Torah is preparing on the senior trip. The senior trip was the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Shavuos. So preparing these ideas, I was learning through this Torah. A lot of this was from Rav Shor Sefer, from Tashem Samach Aleph. So on the bus, I write down, and Mamish, I see this gematria. It was unbelievable. On the bus, I went crazy. This was before the injury. It'll be crazy, you know? If you take gematria of Yayin, Shemen, Upishtan. The three entities, Yayin, Shemen, Upishtan. Yayin, Shemen, Upishtan is gematria 1,296. Exactly gematria. Soid, Lishvus, Bechol, Hashana. The soid, the secret, the depth of Shvus, Lechol, Hashana, for the entire year. Bechol, Hashana, in the entire year. Soid, Lishvus, Bechol, Hashana. Exactly gematria, Yayin, Shemen, Upishtan. Yayin Shemen Upishtan is the depth of having Shavuos all year long. And if you're long-lasting Dika Shavuos, where we have Masikus HaTorah all year, we have Av HaTorah all year. I want to just read you a little bit we mentioned before of Shlomo Karbach. Because when I was thinking about this, I just thought about this story. I just want to read it to you, it's a short one. Happens is, I've just... My son Shmuel Yaakov, Shmuel was a tzaddik. He is a tzaddik, but I didn't mean like just one time, but he came every, my wife was with me all day, every day. Every single night, all night long, he spent with me to relieve my wife, to let her have a little time, tell her to come with the other kids a little bit, let her sleep. The first night when I went into the hospital, Matzah Shabbos, into Yontif, he was the one who came in the ambulance with me, and he came all night till the morning, and then my wife came to be with me, and he came back, and then every night, all three nights, he was with me all night, but he wasn't just with me all night. He didn't sleep one minute. He wouldn't go to sleep because in case I would have needed him for anything. And if I told you what he did for me there and how he managed to take care of me, there are no words that a 7-year-old boy would take care of a father like this. I can't even explain it to you because it's a little bit... These are things you can't talk about. When you're in a situation like that, I'm even Yavin, but I'm telling you, he took care of me. He's a tzaddik. It's like, Mamish stayed up all night, three nights straight. So he brought this to read with him. He brought Lamed Vav. I'm sure we all read through Lamed Vav. If you haven't read through Lamed Vav, you've made a mistake. I don't know, so go get it tomorrow and read through it. So there's certain books you have to read through. You know, just like, you know, we should make that list also. No, there's a Svarim. Wait. There's a few things we have to make a list. The first is a list of things you can't miss in Chutz Laretz to be a Yid.
Then there's a list of certain svarim you have to learn through. Now, I'm not talking about Shas Paiskim, that obviously you always have to be holding in and learning to the best of your ability. I mean, svarim that you have to be holding in, like the Tanya, like Nefesh Chaim, Mesil Sharim. But then there are certain, then there are certain books, like Holy Brother, that you have to read through.
Season of Life.
Season of Life. Season of Life. There are certain books, if you haven't read through them, you're just making a mistake. You're not going to be, if there are certain books that are transformative, and you'll be a different person, and you're missing out and wasting your time reading other things. Like, anyways, Salam Advav is definitely one of them. And it's not just the stories, it's the Torahs. Before and after the stories. The story goes like this. Rabbi Yosef Shaul of Lemberg was a great scholar, very holy man. He was the chief rabbi of the city and the head of the Beis Din, the rabbinical court. Once a case involving a poor widow came before Rabbi Yosef Shaul's Beis Din. The rabbi studied the matter very carefully, discussing every detail. In the end, they ruled against the widow. Herschel Remenover heard about the verdict and hurried to visit Rabbi Yosef Shaul. He read the Beis Din's decision, then cried, "With all due respect to the court, this is not correct. Please convene another council of rabbis to reconsider the matter." And he pressured Rabbi Yosef Shaul so much that the chief rabbi of Lemberg finally agreed to review the case again. So another Beis Din was called, and after intense deliberation, the second court ruled. First verdict was against the widow had been a mistake. Rabbi Yosef Shaul was really a very big man, and when he saw that he had been wrong, he was only too happy to admit it. But one thing bothered him. He went immediately to Herschel Remenover and said, "For the first Beis Din, the other rabbis and I studied the case for weeks before we made a decision. But you, all you had to do was look at our verdict. You knew right away that it wasn't right. How could you tell so quickly?" The Remenover answered, "When I read your judgment, I saw that it was very severe. It mamish tasted sour. But the Torah, the word of God, is never harsh. It's always sweet. I knew then that your verdict couldn't be true. Because if it isn't sweet, it can't be Torah." The Gemara says we're driven out of Israel because people didn't say the blessing over the Torah. So everybody's asking, what brachas didn't people make? One answer is they didn't say, "Varevna Hashem l'kein t'rifino." Please Hashem, our God, make the words of the Torah sweet in our mouths. You see what it is, if the Torah tastes a little bit sour to you, a little bit harsh, then you don't want so much to learn it. Because really, who is in their right mind to attract something that's bitter? Truth is, the Torah itself is always sweet. All its ways are pleasant. So if it doesn't seem sweet to us, the reason isn't that there's something wrong with the Torah. It's our taste buds that are off. That's why I have to say the blessing, Rabbeinu Shalom, let the Torah be sweet in our mouths. What we're really asking is let us taste the Torah the way God Mamish intends it to be. And then there's something even deeper. Our rabbis teach us that every letter in the Torah represents a Jew. Every yid in every generation has his or her own letter. Now the Torah as a whole can't be sweet unless each letter is sweet as well. So if you know how sweet the Torah is, then you will realize that all the letters, in other words, all the yid in the world, are Mamish sweet as sugar. And if you know how sweet Jews are, then you also recognize the sweetness of the whole world. Let's put it this way. If you're a parent and you love your children, you wouldn't think of putting them in a bad environment. You'd want only the top surroundings for them. The Rabbanu Shalom is our father. All Yidden are his children. And Mamish loves us the most. So if God put us in the world, then Olmazeh must be a good place for us. Why then do we sometimes experience our lives as a little bit harsh, maybe sour, bitter? You know when you put sugar in our tea or coffee, it sometimes sinks to the bottom in a big lump? So when we drink the liquid, it doesn't taste sweet. Then what do? We take a spoon and stir it up. It's the same thing with Olmazeh. If it doesn't taste the way we know that God intended it to be, maybe we have to add a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of Torah, and stir it up. And that way we can wake up the whole world. With Torah, it's all sweet. Our lives are sweet. Let Semirat Hashem take Shavuos with us. The Av of Torah, the Mesikus of Torah. I'm sure each and every one of you, Shavuos night, you felt it for a few minutes even. Let's bring that into the whole year. Let's make sure we don't forget. Let's make sure that we are different this year in our learning. Let's make Kabbalahs upon ourselves that we have a different connection to Torah, a different connection to Hashem, a different connection to the Av Shel Torah. And hopefully in that Tzchus will be Zaycha to not just another Shavuos next year. But next year we'll have a Shavuos. Well, we're not going to have a Shavuos of Nils HaChag together here. We're not going to have a Shavuos here where we go mikvah by the shtiebel and hear the Rebbe laning, which is all incredible. But a Shavuos where we can mamish all be by Har Sinai, be Oile Regel. Have Moshe Rabbeinu giving the shiurim lel Shavuos, not Chesnish, not some all the topics we have to entice the Yidden. We get a Moshe Rabbeinu, we get Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon. It'll be a Shavuos like no other.
with Bnei Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach Zakeinu, b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.